أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأنفقوا في سبيل الله ولا تلقوا بأيديكم إلى التهلكة وأحسنوا إن الله يحب المحسنين. Moving on to verse number 195 of Surah Baqarah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the previous verses explained certain laws pertaining to jihad and fighting in the path of Allah. Allah now speaks of spending on those who go out fighting in the path of Allah. So everyone has a contribution towards jihad. There are those who have given their lives. Physically they are there on the battlefield and they are fighting against the disbelievers who are an impediment between Islam, between the Muslims and their goal and their objective. Look, one thing we must understand, that jihad in itself or killing and fighting in itself is not a good thing. Because we know what happens when there's killing and there's fighting. People are killed, lives are lost, wealth is lost, women become widows, children become orphans. So in itself, fi nafsihi, in itself, it's not a good thing. That is why jihad is the last resort. Offensive jihad, not defensive. Defensive, of course, when your wealth is attacked, your life is attacked, your country is attacked, your home is attacked, then of course, there you have to respond, and we spoke about the retaliation. That is, we refer to it as defensive jihad. Offensive jihad, where you initiate the fighting, that is the last resort. First resort is what? The first thing what you do is you da'wah, inviting people to Islam. If they refuse da'wah, invitation to Islam, then you place upon them jizya, which is a certain tax that they have to pay to the Khalifa, to the Islamic government. If they refuse jizya as well, then the only thing, and the only thing that is left, and the only resort is to take up jihad, to initiate fighting. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. أَنْفِقُوا, spend in the way of Allah, that is spend in jihad. So they have contribution, those who are on the battlefield, they are of course giving a greater contribution for the cause of Islam, and that is they are sacrificing their lives. We also have to contribute financially. So if you cannot contribute physically, Allah says contribute financially. Help them, support them, spend on them, aid this cause which is jihad. Allah says, and spend in the way of Allah. وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَةِ. Do not throw yourselves into destruction. Now what does this mean? There are several interpretations that are given over here. Allah says, do not throw yourself into destruction, meaning do not destroy yourself by your very own hands. First interpretation is that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ajma'in, after they had gained much victory over the disbelievers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them authority, and they were blessed with a lot of wealth, they thought to themselves when they in Madinatul Munawwara that there's no need for us to now engage in offensive jihad. There's no need for us to now fight in the path of Allah. Our duty now is only to save and protect and guard our property and our wealth and our families. This thought came to their minds. So Allah says, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ مِنَ التَّهْلُكَةِ. Abandonment of jihad is equivalent to destroying yourselves. Do not throw yourself into destruction. Do not allow this thought. Al-jihadu madin ila yawm al-qiyamah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, jihad will continue right up to the day of Qiyamah. There will always be a group of servants of Allah who are on the haqq, who are on the truth, and they will always be engaged in jihad. It will carry on right up to the day of Qiyamah. It must carry on. There's no such thing that, okay, there's no need for jihad right now. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says it will carry on right up to the day of Qiyamah. It is a fundamental element of this deen of Islam in order for it to survive. That is one interpretation, that abandonment of jihad is actually throwing yourself into destruction. Another interpretation, وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَى التَّهْلُكَ. Because Allah says, spend in the path of Allah, then Allah says, do not destroy yourself by your very own hands. Do not exceed the limits in spending. Sometimes a person is over-generous. Over-generous to extent where due to his generosity, his family suffers. He himself suffers. Who he's supposed to spend on, who it is obligatory for him to spend on now, he's neglecting them. Why? Because he's always spending in charitable causes. So Allah says, do not exceed the limits. There's also a limit when it comes to spending. Because what's going to happen? You're going to end up destroying yourself. You'll be spending away all your wealth in the way of Allah, and then you'll be taking and begging from others in order to spend on yourself, on your family. Allah says, do not throw yourself into destruction. A third interpretation of destroying yourselves by your very own hands is, don't initiate offensive jihad when you know that you will most certainly lose the war. You are one man, or three or four of you, and you want to initiate offensive jihad. And what's going to happen? You know it's 100% certain you are going to be killed, and lives are going to be lost. Allah says that is not the proper way to carry out jihad. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that never should you do this where there is 100% certainty that you will be killed and life will be lost. Then do not unnecessarily go and destroy yourselves by your very own hands. وَأَحْسِنُوا. Allah says, do good. وَأَحْسِنُوا. Look for every opportunity to do good. To be good and do good. أَحْسِنُوا. Every opportunity you have to do good, Allah says, do good. When that opportunity comes, grab it. أَحْسِنُوا. Do good. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Why? Allah loves those who are always involved in doing good and always involved in expressing kindness and love towards others. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the understanding.